This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. There are now fewer bank robberies in Colorado. CPR's Allison Sherry reports that federal prosecutors more than doubled their prosecutions and robbers got more federal prison time.
The feds didn't take on very many bank robbery cases in 2018 and 2019, and the numbers of actual robberies were really climbing. In 2021, Colorado had the distinction of having more bank robberies than anywhere else in the country, more than California or Texas. And the Fed started prosecuting in a much more aggressive way. Matt Kirsch is the acting U.S. attorney.
People who were considering robbing banks talked to each other, and they have told us since arrest that one of the things that they talked about, the more they thought federal prosecution was likely, the less likely they were interested in trying to rob banks.
Since then, bank robberies have fallen in Colorado, and now the state ranks third in the country behind California and Illinois. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A group of Democratic lawmakers want to take on hidden fees in Colorado's apartment rental industry. Chaz Sisk with the Colorado Capital News Alliance reports.
Under President Biden, the Federal Trade Commission found that tenants often pay hundreds of dollars a year on top of their rent. Many times the fees are for services landlords are required to provide, like pest control. David Seligman with the nonprofit law firm Towards Justice says these fees hide the true cost of renting a place until tenants are locked in.
The market is rigged. We all know it. And you know what? It's about to get way worse.
Seligman expects new leadership at the FTC to reverse course. So he and others want Colorado to tighten up its laws. They're backing a new bill in the state legislature that would require landlords to advertise the full cost of renting up front or face penalties.
That was Chaz Sisk reporting from the Colorado Capital News Alliance. This is CPR News and KRCC.